Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
You know what these ones are good? But the flavour doesn't hit you until you're swallowing. Whereas the big ones, when you go like this, you get it, you get the flavour, and the texture is slightly different.
Do they make green ones?
I don't think so.
This is episode 339, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you, Leah. Were you recording that whole bit?
Okay. Yeah, this episode is brought to us by Steph bringing in...
Red frogs.
Red frogs. Except...
You're welcome.
They're called frogs alive. Why would you... Come on, Alan.
Snakes alive.
Sort yourself out. Yeah, probably. Probably. I just wanted to be outraged because of the, you know, I mean... I'm on the internet.
Yeah. And we're really happy that they exist.
Of course.
But golly, would we love them more if they were the big red frogs.
The big ones.
In a packet, just like this.
Maybe if you went to somewhere like Costco, you could buy the big ones.
Do you know where I used to find the big ones? They were only in a packet of five frogs at Kmart.
Five frogs.
Mm-hmm. But tell you what, did they get my money? Well, yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
So if they want more money, put them in
a
big packet.
Sort yourself out. So Alan's... is often, I mean, because they're the lollies that, you know, you've had ever since, right?
Yeah.
So often I will take these or the black cat lollies, they're the licorice ones, or minties or the party mix.
Yeah.
Or snakes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I take them overseas because when you want a little something from home, that's a good option. Anyway, last time I was in the airport, they had rows of Alan's lollies.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're not the only ones. I'm not special.
Mm-mm.
I'm not special.
Do you know what I'm really liking now? Which, I mean, now, it's only the last week when I bought them. Okay. I bought another packet as well.
Yeah.
The retro party mix.
Oh, you're really into that?
Oh, yeah, it's a good
one. So what is getting you?
They do Coke bottles and red lips.
Oh, yeah. You know I like the bananas.
They're not in there. They're in the normal party mix.
The normal one. Oh, that must be why I don't buy the retro one.
Yeah,
but sometimes you hardly get any of them.
Yeah.
Now, I know people will literally go through packets at the supermarket trying not to get the bananas.
So weird. I saw a thing where somebody had, I think it might have been the retro party mix, and they had taken a photo and they had placed them, like ranked the lollies in order of their favourites, their least favourite. Their order
incorrect.
Was so wrong.
So they've got the teeth? But only little ones. Is that right? Or have they got the normal side? Like, yeah, okay, normal.
They do feel normal.
They've got the little car.
Yep.
The white bottom.
Green.
Green,
or
I think.
Blue top, yeah.
Top. And the raspberries and the, like, peach or something.
Raspberries. No, they don't have the peach.
Oh, maybe that's in the party mix.
That's in the one with the bananas.
Okay.
And they've got what feels like jelly babies, but they're not very nice.
Not official. I mean, they obviously are official.
But they should be official. They're not the good ones. They've got milk bottles, though.
Oh, they're always
good. Oh, and
they've
got strawberries and cream.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. On to winners. J-Lo is the quiz topic this week. So I did give you a heads up because I thought to myself, I don't really watch many J-Lo things and you don't either. So
I really appreciate the heads up.
It's the first time ever, I think.
And
you forgot about it immediately?
Okay,
that's good. So we will definitely get her initial reaction then. It won't be sort of like pretend. Oh, I don't know.
Have I seen anything? And I went, yeah. That was it.
Okay.
And then I stopped thinking.
That's fine. That's fine. I've watched a couple of things that are different to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you've watched some stuff that is quite similar to each other.
Similar.
Good. Because sometimes you're just in the mood to watch. I'm watching this genre this week.
I watch this genre because it's easy and you don't have to think.
Okay.
So when you're a tad tired or things are a bit busy, this is what I turn on.
This is what you turn on. Yeah. Well, why don't we get into the news?
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
So that we can then go and watch stuff that we feel like.
Yeah.
Just in the mood. So Inside Out 2 is out, and it did pretty well. In fact, so well.
Yes, it did.
Second best animated picture opening of all time, $155 million. This is from Deadline. And
the first one was a standout.
You enjoyed it, right?
I really enjoyed it. And I know I went as an adult who doesn't go to watch Disney movies at the cinema, and I was like, this is good. This was good.
This is hitting the spot. The $155 million, sorry, I forgot to say, in the US alone.
Oof.
Right across the world, $295 million.
Wow.
And they say that the movie theaters are dead.
They're not anymore.
That's it. I am interested to see how long it will be before they put it on Disney Plus, because, you know, it's Pixar, it's Disney.
Yeah.
I just wonder how long. I think it's a good idea that they hold things off and say this is for the movies.
Yep.
If you want to wait, you can watch it on Disney Plus, or if you want to go to the movies and make it an occasion, make it a special thing.
I'm thinking the streaming release will happen around times when merchandise would be
your
highest sales.
Yeah.
So perhaps heading towards Christmas.
Very clever. Well, in fact, I think the trailer for this came out November last year. So that's getting you ready.
Yep.
Before Christmas. Maybe they were selling the original Inside Out merchandise then.
Yeah.
I don't know. No idea. But got other movies around at the moment. I mean, I won't talk about New out at the moment, but Dune Part 2 this week is still going quite well.
Yeah.
It's made $182.5 million over time.
Nothing to count.
So that tells you. It tells you how popular this is. Speaking of popular, how great is Kate Winslet?
Oh, she's epic.
Now, she's someone that I've actually seen a lot of films.
I thought you were going to say who I've actually seen in real life.
And I've met her, and she's my best friend.
Is she?
Yeah.
You go to her bathroom?
All the time, and I make the acceptance
speech. Yeah. That's why I'm friends with her.
No, I really enjoyed this Hollywood Reporter article, because it's basically about her talking, like she's talking about the famous Titanic film, scene, I'm on top of the world,
or whatever,
top of the world? That's what she says, isn't it? Anyway, she's at the front of the boat and he's holding her and he's like, hey, it's just like flying, right? It's actually called I'm Flying scene.
My kid did that exact pose at swimming lessons today, where he had to let go of the instructor and glide, you know, 30 centimetres to the platform.
But he felt so much like Kate Winslet at that time.
He just arched backwards and it's like the head was back of the arm was back and he's like, no, and all I could picture was Kate Winslet and Leo.
He's like, I love you so much, but I will ditch you if there's a door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will.
You will be ditched. She was talking about Leonardo DiCaprio back in the day. She said, oh my God, he was quite the romancer, wasn't he, with that whole
top of the world.
Oh, I can't remember.
King of the World.
She said, no wonder every young woman in the whole wide world wanted to be kissed by Leonardo DiCaprio, but it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be, because that scene, she said, we had to keep doing that kiss. I had a lot of pale makeup on and he had a lot of tan on. So every time they kissed, she would end up with a tanned mouth and he would end up with a white mouth. She said, it was like this caramel chocolate. She was like, she had, this is quoting, sucking a caramel chocolate bar after each take because his makeup just wouldn't come off.
Oh, my goodness.
So funny. So what happened was that set was obviously not a whole entire boat. I don't want to shock you. But it was so small that every time, well, I'll read what she said. This was a section of the ship, but it wasn't the actual whole ship that the set that we had. She said, we would climb up a ladder to get to it. Hair and makeup couldn't reach us. Now, what you wouldn't know, because Leo looks completely natural, but he had to lie on sunbeds and there was a lot of fake tan and makeup going on there. So between every shot, every take, Kate and Leo had to
climb down.
No, they had to apply their own makeup.
Oh.
And do you know where they hid all the makeup and brushes and sponges?
Under her skirt.
in her dress.
Just had some pockets wardrobe.
Isn't that great? You get everything behind. Yeah. You wouldn't know. Oh, God, I thought that was funny. I love those kind of behind the scenes.
Me too.
Stories of, you know, really super iconic films that everybody's seen.
This is what it really looked like.
Yeah, but
zoom out.
So now, of course, if I ever watch it again, which I can't be bothered, but if I ever do watch it again, I'll be looking for like her chocolate caramel mouth and his pale mouth to see if, you know, one of those scenes got in. But I feel like James Cameron is very pedantic.
Detail-oriented.
And, yeah, I don't think he would have let it go. Austin Butler was Elvis.
Yeah.
In Elvis. And he was in Dune as well, Dune 2. Anyway, he was talking about the Pirates of the Caribbean reboot casting rumors that have been floating around that say that he is going to be starring as, you know, basically being Johnny Depp again, which I just think it's too soon.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I know it's probably been 10-odd years since the last one, but it's just such an iconic character. And they made so many of those Pirates of the Caribbean.
Do they need to
do you need another one where it's not where Johnny Depp is not Jack Sparrow? This, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it feels wrong.
Maybe in 30 years' time or something, but now?
Mm.
Anyway, he said he hadn't heard about it. He said, I loved Pirates of the Caribbean. He said, it always reminds me of when I was a kid. He said in elementary school, which is primary school, we had to take these posters, you know, like of your favorite music or your favorite actors. And he said, at that time, I was really into Pirates of the Caribbean. So that was the poster that he
There's
had.
Nothing to make you feel old and the person replacing you says, oh, I idolized
you. I remember
you
when I was in year three or something. Yes. You're like, oh, thanks. Can we not ever talk about this ever again? So he basically said no, he doesn't know anything about it. But that's not
– It's not unusual.
You know what I mean?
We hear about that a lot.
Yeah.
Like – I don't. I've never heard.
I've never
about
heard of it.
That.
I'm definitely not doing that. I'm really. I'm.
I've
that,
already
I'm
signed, but I cannot say.
Yeah, we have to wait for. Mm. Yeah. Do you remember Johnny Depp said that he based Jack Sparrow on Keith Richards and the Rolling Stone?
Yeah.
And then Keith Richards
was
ended up being like his dad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was funny. I mean, that's how big the film's got.
Family.
You got Keith Richards in. Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm eating a red frog, which I think is a brilliant time for us to get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Atlas. What's an atlas?
It's a book that you go to see maps of the world.
Close. Oh. It's a film on Netflix with Jennifer Lopez in it where she doesn't like AI robots and her name is Atlas.
You're talking very much like a Gen Z and not a millennial.
I think you might find, yeah. It was apparently charting on Netflix the last couple of weeks. I went, okay, I'll watch it. How many parts did I watch it in?
Seven.
Oh, that's a lot. Three. Took me three goes to finish it.
I was going to say three and then I thought, well, that's not impressive. Why would you be telling me?
Like the story was an okay premise in that an AI goes rogue, like an AI robot, goes rogue and, you know, starts attacking the Earth and humans and then flies off into outer space and they can't find it for like 24 years or something. And then they find where he is and they've got to defeat him. So what they're going to do is they're going to get J-Lo, who doesn't want to have anything to do with this anymore because she grew up with that AI who was created and developed by her mother, but her mother's dead and that AI robot did something really bad.
To her mother?
Maybe.
To her. Wait, you're not telling.
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
And that's the story. So she's just annoyed the whole time and everyone's like, why is she here? She's hopeless.
She doesn't want to be on
this. She doesn't want to be here. She doesn't know anything. She's terrible.
But does she?
And then she has to become friends with another AI in order to take on the bad AI boys.
So it's heavy going. Heavy going boredom.
In just that, like, I don't know. Like, the story sounds exciting, but it's just she's too annoyed too often in it. And you're just like, calm it down. Give us a couple of different shades of J-Lo.
Okay.
Atlas. Well, give us a couple of different Atlases, J-Lo.
Yeah.
So I would say I would give that a solid 5 out of 10.
Five
I finished
red frogs.
It. You know what I mean? Yeah, five red
frogs.
Finished it, so. But if you don't want to.
See, I wouldn't have finished it.
No, you wouldn't have.
I finish.
You wouldn't
I stop.
You wouldn't have.
I never go back.
It's fine.
And then I remove from row.
Yeah, fair enough.
I like to clear things out.
I know. When you've got lingering things.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
Especially when you're like, I watched that. And they're like, you didn't watch the last 30 seconds of the credits. You're like, oh, for God's
sake. I fast forward them.
To get to the 5 seconds at the end.
And it still didn't work.
Reality.
I've been watching reality. Maybe it was a better choice than
I think so. Well, I mean, depends. How stupid was it?
Look, you know, I'm an aficionado.
I know you
I'm
are.
I'm not. I'm really niche in my reality. But I like to give things a whirl.
I feel like an aficionado would be niche. I know a lot about that.
Yeah. I just don't feel like I'm at that level.
Yeah, okay.
I'd really like to go to a dinner party or drinks with someone who is that level so I could have that conversation.
With them.
Yeah. So, okay. I dabbled in two things. I'm going to start with the first one.
Number one.
It's a Netflix dabble in reality.
Okay.
And it's called Selling the OC. And it's on its second or third season.
Really? Oh, real estate.
It's real estate.
I thought it was going to be either a remake, a reboot, or a look at behind the scenes, which I would watch. I've never watched the OC, but I would watch a behind the scenes of it.
Yeah. This is none of that. It's less interesting. But I tell you what is interesting, and this is the reason why I pressed play, is you get to see some absolutely ludicrously priced real estate.
That you would never be able to get into.
Oh, my
They wouldn't have it on YouTube. It's, there wouldn't be YouTube videos of behind the scenes looks at this.
These places probably aren't even listed publicly. They're calls are made between agents. So it's a really nice dabble. I'm going to use that word a lot tonight.
I like that you're dabbling in the word
dabble. I really enjoy dabbling. It's like just dipping your toe but twinkling it around
a little
bit. Of course. Yes. You know, perfectly manicured because it is the OC.
Of every time.
It's really lovely to see properties that you would never, ever step foot in.
Now, because it's the OC, they're all on the waterfront,
they're
right?
All on the waterfront.
Or like a cliff or something.
100%. There's a couple that are not.
They're really
in
cheap.
The sticks.
They're
still hitting
they're
a few
acreages,
million.
Acreages, are they?
Oh, I think there's one acreage, but there are other ones. They're just in the suburbs of the OC. Now, when you're looking at the prices, we live in Sydney, right? Sydney prices are astronomical. They're stupid.
Stupid.
A normal suburban house is stupidly priced. So when you see some of these priced at Sydney prices and you think,
I could go for that.
Yeah. But then, you know, they're really trying to push these houses. They're in the double digit millions. And
yeah, they're not normal Sydney prices.
They're not normal Sydney prices. You know, clifftop houses are $30 million and you just go, goodness.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness. But in terms of the reality part of it, it just feels really juvenile. As in, they haven't hit their stride in what is what
yeah,
makes
who are we
good
gonna fight?
Reality drama.
Because good reality drama is people fighting, right? But you probably don't want to be seen if you're a real estate agent to these big mansions of being petty and stupid.
But they are.
They are.
And
right.
The setup, the producer setup arguments, conversations are so obviously set up, it just doesn't feel authentic. So you actually do not care about the people. You like go
all
back
the fights.
Go back to the $15 million house.
Can you remind me the name of the one that The Hills was the spin-off of? That was the OC.
Laguna Beach.
Oh, that was the OC, right? Laguna Beach is
Yeah.
So would those kids, those teenagers, their parents would have these sort of houses, do you think?
Yeah. Some of them.
Okay.
Some of them. I know, like LC, Lauren Conrad, who was the spin-off for The Hills. Her parents had probably one of the best houses, and the kids even themselves were like, oh, wait till you see Lauren's house.
Yeah.
I found it one day. It took a lot of searching.
What, on Google?
Yeah, Google Maps.
Nice.
Because it had a really distinct spa, and I thought, I'm going to find that. I'm going to find it. It took me ages.
You'll never find it again.
No, I'll never find it again.
You wouldn't remember where to start. It probably looks different now.
And it was really in a different spot, like it wasn't Laguna.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
They
really
lied
high
to
up.
Everyone.
Yeah,
it was high up.
High up, and I don't know the geography of the area.
You've never been there except for on Google Maps.
Google Maps to look at fancy houses.
Of course.
Anyway, that's Selling the OC.
Selling the OC on Netflix a couple of seasons. If you're into it, at least you've got a few to get into.
Yeah.
I went on to Amazon and I was just, you know, you have a scroll. And there was one where the name was Miso Hungry, as in miso soup, hungry. And I went,
me, so hungry.
It was an Aussie bloke. I'll just give you the quick synopsis. Fast food junkie goes on a culinary voyage of discovery to Japan. So it's from 2015, so it's not super new. It's about an hour and a half long doco, but it could be a TV show. It feels like it.
Yeah.
You know, it is a TV show, but it's a guy called Craig Anderson. He's a director of comedy. He's a comedian. He does a lot of editing as well, like a lot of behind the scenes where he just sits and is sedentary at home just editing.
Yeah.
And so he ends up just eating junk food all the time. So he decided
– put red frogs in their
mouth. Yeah, go on. So he decides to go over to Japan and try their diet for a couple of weeks, and then with the intention of learning about what makes the Japanese people, you know, one of the fittest, longest living nations in the world. And he's so right. Like everything that he sees is, I mean, he's eating very healthy the whole time. Like he doesn't, well, at least they don't show him cracking.
Yeah.
He's having green tea every day instead. He used to have Coke for breakfast.
Yeah, wow.
Instead of having bacon and eggs and baked beans, he's having the natto and just, you know, just miso, like just, all that sort of stuff. He goes to people's houses to watch how they cook for a family.
Yeah.
And then he tries to figure out where those ingredients are at the supermarket or the local shops in Japan, and he takes it back to their Airbnb and cooks it. And then when he towards the end of his trip, I mean, it's also just a really nice, you know, travel show. Towards the end of his trip, he talks about being quite anxious about falling off.
The wagon
and all the hard work that he's been so strict, you know, and he's been enjoying the food that he's been eating. But he ends up going back and he bought some bento boxes over there. So he made sure if he went off to do a shoot or something, he would pack a bento box so he wouldn't end up eating the crew food.
Yeah.
You know, which is like, you know, whatever. And he did it. And I kind of want to do a little bit of internet stalking of him now to see if he's actually kept up with it. But if, I
being
really
immersed
in
the culture is so much easier.
So much easier when those are the options. Yeah. I mean, obviously there's Maccas and there's junk food and ice cream and whatnot there. But he was right. They ended up going to a truck stop. And he said, if this was a truck stop in Australia, there'd be pies, chips, kebabs, that kind of thing. But there you could get like a really nice, not just a bento box, but a full meal. You'd have like a little. And he said, everything's a little bit of something. You have a little bit of something and it's everything's nice. So you want to try it. And just having enough of a couple of bites, you're like, that was really good. And it entices you to move. Yeah. So Miso Hungry, that is on Amazon Prime if you've got it. I quite enjoyed watching it. And I think, has he done any? Has he done any others?
His name sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think he's I just had a little bit of a look of what he's directed and it's a fair bit of Aussie stuff. But I kind of enjoyed it more than Super Size Me because that was a little preachy.
Yes.
And this guy's just
there was a corporate,
humble,
anti-corporate agenda happening
where this is not it. Yeah. It's a humble like he's a you just like him. Yeah. He's a nice guy, and the Japanese people that he interacted with seem to quite in enjoy him as well. So okay, your first reality show was all about OC real estate. What's your next one?
I started the new season of Below Deck Med.
Yeah, so that's Captain Sandy.
It's Sandy.
So is she already annoying?
Yeah, it's Sandy.
Yeah, that's
it's
so
Sandy.
I've seen the ads.
You've seen the ads? Oh, no, we haven't gotten to it, but in the ads she proposes to her now wife. Does it on the show.
Of course she does. If you ever looked up her Instagram page, it was just full of, like, there were just selfies of those two.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't expect her to do it on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I expected her to publicise it.
Maybe they were like, we'll give you $100,000 extra.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me divorce my current partner and I'll marry them again. What else would you like for another 50? Would you like me to call my first child Bravo?
Well, yeah, I would.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I would. Anyway, they're in Greece.
I don't think they've been there, have they?
No, I'm pretty sure they haven't. I think so,
which is surprising.
It is surprising because it's stunning location.
Stupidly stunning. Stupid. It's just, you look out and you're just like, this is dumb. This is so beautiful. Yes, it's stupid.
So beautiful. So Sandy's there. Aisha's back.
Mm.
Now, I was thinking about it.
Interesting.
Aisha started on med.
Yes.
Remember her first season?
Yeah.
At the end of it when they had the crew dinner with Sandy, and Sandy was like, tell me what was your highs and your lows. And she was like, my high was something. My lows, I don't think Interior got enough credit for what they did. Like, she said that to Sandy, and that, I think, cemented her place. Then she might have done another season with Sandy.
Maybe.
Then I feel like, has she done Below Deck straight?
With Captain Lee? Ooh. I'm not sure. I'd have to
think about that one.
But she definitely did two seasons of
And then she's
Down
done
Under.
Down Under.
Yeah.
I really wanted to say maybe that she's been the person who did all of them.
Maybe she has been with Captain Lee. I
feel like she has, but maybe she hasn't.
She was, I think she did I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, she did.
Mm. And people liked her.
She's fabulous.
I mean, she's likable. Yeah.
She's really fun to follow on socials.
Yeah.
And she does, not lives, but just stories. And she talks to everybody like you're actually there.
Oh,
your
nice.
Best friends.
Oh, that's
so
a
she'd
good
be
way.
Like, hello,
yes,
everyone.
Yes, that's exactly her.
Like the eyebrows
yes,
go in this
I can
space.
See it without it. Yeah.
So she's lovely and she, you know, they're setting her up for there's a stew who clearly has no idea what they're doing.
Well, that's why they cast them.
They've cast them because of that and they're going to get fired pretty quickly. Who else is there? I think that's all of our returning.
That's okay.
No, is one stew who has returned from another season, but you wouldn't remember if I told you.
Okay. And and a new bosun, sounds
new
like.
New bosun. Okay. I thought I pressed play on the second episode. I pressed play on the first episode and I watched it twice. Oh. And neither time did I remember the bosun.
Amazing.
Who they were.
That's absolutely phenomenal.
So anyway.
That's so good.
I'm enjoying it. It'd be fun.
Yeah. I think I want to watch it again. I feel like we went through like Below Deck, bam, 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 and then a little bit of a break.
Well, no, because our break was we used to watch it together.
Yes.
And for a little while, a really little while, just a little while, I didn't watch it with you. Mm. And then for a really long time, I watched it by myself and not told you that I
That's
was watching
fine.
It.
That's okay. fine. I think you actually told me anyway.
Well, it was a long time before I admitted it.
Okay, well done.
I've watched seasons.
Congratulations. Are you getting excited, apprehensive? What are your feelings towards jumping
into? Am I waiting
into
for tonight? Is it tonight?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, tonight. Let's do it.
Quiz time. Of course, this is about J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, who was the star Atlas in Atlas, which I watched and it took me 3 goes to get through it all. But some of these are really good. First question, what Janet Jackson music video did J-Lo appear in?
That's the way love goes.
Oh, I came up with that.
That's the way love goes. And you watch it now and you're like, it's Jennifer Lopez sitting on the lounge with her. Wait, hang on, rewind.
Is it like a duet or something?
No.
It's not. What movie is this? This is the synopsis. A senatorial candidate falls for a hotel maid thinking she's a
social. Made in Manhattan.
So good. Is that one of the ones that you watched?
Yeah.
Okay, so number one.
That's one.
Okay. 2002.
Yeah. Well, that was the era of rom-coms.
when I think about it, right, Janet Jackson's That's the Way Love Goes was about 93 or 4. Would that sit about right for you?
Yep.
So almost a decade later she was starring. Headlining. What colour was the iMac in her music video that they threw in the water? I had to, you know, no one's asked that question on Google. I had to watch a video.
What? Weirdos. Okay. I really want to say orange, but I think it was the blue, teal colour. It was orange. Okay, I'm right. I said it was orange.
Okay, okay. It was orange. Just like the one we had.
Yeah, I know. That's why I doubted myself. Like, surely it wasn't.
Yeah. You were thinking.
We didn't have the laptop though. We had the space capsule.
Yeah, the cool one. The laptop wasn't cool.
No, it wasn't, was it?
No, it was the proper iMac that was cool.
Yeah. It was enormous. She had to sit on the other side of the room because the screen was so big.
And then sit there for 10 minutes whilst a page loaded. Can't wait for this one photo to load. How many films have J-Lo and Ben Affleck starred in together? Not the music videos.
No. I want to say two, but it's probably three.
It's two.
Two. I got that right because I said it.
Geely? 2003, and then the very next year, Jersey Girl, and that's it.
Yeah.
I thought they would have done one recently. Huh.
But maybe, haven't they just split?
There were rumours, but I don't know the conclusion.
I don't know the conclusion.
Okay, either. So maybe it's just.
Maybe not. Allegedly. Something
he always looks
in the
grumpy,
media.
So it's hard. It's difficult to read him, right? He always looks grumpy.
They're an odd match, are they not? They were odd back then. Mm. They were odd to reunite.
Mm.
I was going to call BS and say they're only reuniting for publicity, a movie's coming out, but I guess I was wrong.
That's the way love goes. Mm. True or false? She's appeared in Will and Grace.
True.
Yeah, 3 episodes. Oof. She played herself.
Yeah, I could imagine that.
I don't remember her. Gary, I know you're saying she was and you're telling me exactly the story, but I can't remember
it. Cut here. In headphones.
Final question. Tell me the name of this 2023 film that she stars in. I'm going to give you the synopsis and then I'm going to give you either or.
Okay.
While fleeing from dangerous assailants, an assassin comes out of hiding to protect her daughter she left earlier in life. Is it called Mama Bear or The Mother? It's rated R.
Oh. Mama Bear? The Mother?
The Mother. Very serious.
I realised the second one that I know that I've seen was the one that she played a stripper. It was only in the last few years.
No, I haven't seen that one.
I can't even remember what it was called.
I watched either Geely or Jersey Girl because I wanted to know what it was all about.
Oh, there was so much publicity about the Geely one.
Maybe that's the one I watched. I don't remember.
I think I watched The Bone Collector.
Oh, maybe I saw that.
She was a police officer, wasn't she?
We'll never know. There's no
if
way of
only
finding
there
out.
There was a website. Yeah, named I don't every know. Movie just,
and they
the
got
cast,
the whole database in.
Just a
you know,
huge
of
database
everything.
Of just movies.
But they don't have it. So,
oh, golly.
Yeah, it's impossible to ever find this stuff out. That was wonderful. It was all filled with J-Lo. But I do have that Janet Jackson song stuck in my head.
Yeah, me too.
I'm quite happy with it. It's a good song. Okay. Quite like it. So on that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Thanks. Next time, party mixes on you.
Yeah.